Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini to talk about last night's City Council meeting. And first and foremost, as usual, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Mike.
Evan, once again, thanks for having me here today.
And last night's City Council meeting, there were quite a few things that the Council addressed and talked about. And some of the more brief ones are still going to be pretty important to the community. The Klompen Classic road closures and related items were approved last night for the Klompen Classic.
Well, it sure is, Evan. This is a great event for Tulip Time. And really, a lot of people look at the Klompen Classic as kind of the kickoff event for the city's Tulip Time event. And what it is, a 5K walk/run event that is sponsored by Crossroads Apella. It's an annual event, and it draws a significant amount of interest. And each year, the attendance for the event, or the participants, rather, for the event increase, which is just outstanding. Last year, we had just over 2,200 participants for the event, and annually it's held on the Wednesday preceding Tulip Time. And this year, I believe it will be on Wednesday, May 2nd as well. And from the city standpoint, we think it's a great event, and we strongly encourage the event and proud to host the event as well as a part of the city's annual Tulip Time celebration.
And then the more serious matters. Last night, there was a lot of talk in the policy and planning meeting following the regular session about the city's solid waste and recycling contracts. The contract that's been negotiated at this point is almost identical to the current one, correct?
Well, you're absolutely right. There was a significant amount of discussion last night at Policy and Planning, Evan, on sanitation services. And to get the listeners up to speed, the city's three-year contract for sanitation services with Midwest Sanitation expires on July 31st of this year. And the contractor has offered to the city to extend the contract out for a period of 2 to 3 years. And within that time period, the council just basically last night talked about the logistics of a potential extension and some options they'd like to see with garbage or sanitation services going forward. And so the direction that staff received last night was to enter into negotiations with Midwest Sanitation for an extension. The time period that the city is looking for as far as extending the contract is in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 years. And so I would encourage your listeners, if they have concerns or are simply interested in sanitation services, to stay tuned to your radio station as well as monitor the city's website for future agendas, because we will be addressing this within the next 30 days.
And part of that discussion was the idea of adding in dedicated recycling containers for the city, which does have an upfront cost, just as the trash receptacles years ago did. But it would help streamline things for the company and encourage recycling, which is something that the city seems interested in doing.
Absolutely, Evan. I think when you look around the area and you look at Pella's recycling program, we're one of the model cities in the areas for recycling. There's a lot of interest and a lot of participation in the city's recycling program. And specifically, what was mentioned is something that the city may want to consider a future sanitation services contract is different size totes for recycling, totes that have lids on them, is what was specifically mentioned. And it's some of those details that we will be talking to our provider with when we talk about extensions that we staff needs to really get a better feel for where the vendor sits as far as recycling totes, and if the city wants to proceed with that option sometime within the next 2 to 3 years, we make sure we at least have an avenue to bring that up with any type of extension that we may consider.
There have been quite a few closed sessions on the last couple agendas, and some action came out of one of them tonight. The city is moving ahead with the purchase of a relatively small piece of land, also in relation to city waste, although this is wastewater. Could you tell us a little bit more about that land purchase and why it needs to be made?
Absolutely, Evan. Last night, what the City Council approved was a counteroffer by Mr. Howard Manzanti for 3 acres of his property. And what the 3 acres of the property was going to be used for, first of all, is an access road to our new equalization basin. And the purchase price for the property is $40,000 for just over 3 acres that the city agreed to last night. And why this is important, as you mentioned, Evan, the city is planning to build just north of our wastewater treatment plant a new equalization basin. The equalization basin would be right around 7 million gallons in capacity. The reason why this property was necessary is we feel that, generally speaking, when the equalization basin will be used for the community will be during periods of heavy rain. And it's important that we have a solid access and can access the equalization basin back there. So What we're going to use this 3 acres of property for is to build an improved access road back to the equalization basin. And I just want to remind the listeners that the reason why this project is being discussed or contemplated or planned by the city, rather, is once again due to the DNR mandates for the community, specifically for our wastewater utility. And as a part of those mandates, probably the centerpiece of the mandates was the new equalization basin for the city. And when in constructing this asset and really to be able to check on it to make sure it's functioning properly, we need to have access, and that's why we entered into negotiations with Mr. Van Zanti for this additional property purchase that was approved by council last night.
And we've actually spoken previously about those DNR mandates. That was, I think, two Let's Talks ago. And we will have a link to that in the description for this Let's Talk, Pella, if you're interested in more information on that wastewater project. But I think that brings us to a close for today's Let's Talk, Pella. And once again, Mike, I'd really like to thank you for coming on.
Well, once again, Evan, I appreciate the opportunity to sit down and visit with you about city affairs.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk, Pella. We sat down with Mike Nardini. I'm Evan Little. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.